Good morning and welcome to day three of Amplified. As this is a training that I'm running live in terms of every day is based on what is happening in this moment, the content I was going to talk about today has now shifted. There was a deeper understanding of some of the material from yesterday to today. Today's training is going to be dedicated to a dear friend of mine. I had last talked to my friend I received an email from her at the end of January, so January 28th, and updating me on how she was doing. And she said, "I'll see you when you get back." And I'd been on vacation for 2 weeks, and so I didn't have any communication with most people while I was gone. I was with my in-laws, so I had communication with my in-laws. And so I got back to the office, and I had written out an email that I wanted to check in on her, and I was about to send the email when something said, call her instead. So I called my friend, and her husband picked up. And I found out that she had passed away. She lost her battle with cancer yesterday. And it was a shock because the last I talked to her, she said she was doing really well. She was feeling good. She had some pain. And then I found out the rest of the story since I had last had communication with her. And so when trauma or tragedy or something quote unquote bad happens, when afterwards, sometimes we say things like, "I wish I would have known, fill in the blank. I would have done this differently. I wish I would have followed my intuition. I would have done, you know, whatever it was." So I started to look at what I wish I would have done differently. So in this case, maybe I would have said, "I wish I had given her a better hug or a big huge hug the last time that I saw her, because I didn't know when I would see her. I didn't know that would have been the last time I saw her." Or one of the things that along the same lines, one of the things that my husband does really well at is before he leaves for work or before he leaves to go wherever, he always finds all of us, like our family, and gives us all a kiss goodbye. And he makes an effort to do that every single time. And I thought, wow, he's so good at that. That if ever there's a last day, and there will be at one day, that we never see him again, or I never see him again, the kids don't see him again, we would have gotten a goodbye kiss that day, because he doesn't miss that. And it also brought me back to when I lost my mom. Had I known that that was the last time I would have seen her again, what would have I done differently? And you get wisdom from that. And not from a way that you should feel guilty, that there should be shame, that you should have done anything differently. Because at that time, the wisdom was not there. The wisdom could have been there in your subconscious, which is what we talked about yesterday, but not in your awareness, not in your conscious mind. Saying goodbye might have been an autopilot thing. So, you know, usually I'd drop when I was with my mom, or I would, you know, the kids would get on the bus, I'd shout, "Bye, goodbye, mom," you know, and then off I went to work. Because that was the routine for so many days, for so many years, that it became my autopilot. I wouldn't have known to gone in and give her a hug and a kiss goodbye every time, because that was not my autopilot. So that was not in my conscious awareness. And so what happens is that it brings something that was in your subconscious mind, or maybe something you didn't even realize before, into your awareness, into the conscious mind. And so the experience that you have, so the last time I saw my mom, the last time I saw my friend, all the other things that have happened have allowed me to bring into consciousness or into awareness this version of who I am. And the reason that we didn't know the wisdom at the time is because the event, the passing of my mom, the passing of my friend, any other things that have come up in your life that you have gained wisdom from, was the gateway to the wisdom. The person leaving, or the last event, or the, you know, time you didn't listen to your intuition, or the time you said yes instead of saying no, or the wisdom that you gained from that, it was through that event. That was the gateway to it. So you shouldn't have known it before. You couldn't have known it before. It was not in your conscious field at that time. So there's no shame, no guilt attached to it. It is simply saying, because of that, my goodbyes will now be different from now on. This version of me says goodbye by giving hugs to everybody, when appropriate. But this version of me savors every moment because I know how short life can be. This version of me now carries forth the wisdom from the past. Had I not known, so the running narrative for a long time when my father left me was, it was my fault and I was not worthy and that's why he left. Had I known that it was not my fault, I would have not spent so many years with the unworthiness piece. However, I didn't. And that was my narrative. And we can't change that. Except that we can get the wisdom from that now. And this version of me now knows that I was born worthy and nothing has changed. And that it was never my fault that he left. So the events, the wisdom from the events were the portal, were the gateway. So something that would probably be helpful for you, because it was helpful for me, is to go back on different events in your life and see what wisdom did I gain from this event happening. And see that event as the portal for the wisdom. And now with this version of yourself, what wisdom do you want to incorporate with this, to this? Now I am more intentional with my goodbyes. Amazing. So that is the piece that I want to deepen today, is to bring, when events bring something into, from the subconscious to the conscious, we can choose. We have the awareness to make a different choice. And so the event was the pathway of possibility for that choice to come up. And so we say thank you for that. There's gratitude in that. Today was our last day of the Amplify 3-day experience. I hope you had an amazing time. I really enjoyed doing these daily talks, which is why I love the Daily Dose of Healing so much. For those of you who are in the Amplify Mastermind, we're going to be continuing on. We're going to be going through this experience for 7 days in total. And then I'm going to be giving some homework. And then we're actually going to have some one-on-one calls with the people who are in Amplify Mastermind so that we can really cement this concept of amplifying more of who you are. And so if that resonates with you, if you don't want today to be the end of our chapter for now and you want to continue on with this, then for the Lunar New Year, we're doing a 50% off promotion until next week. After the 7-day experience is done, then it'll be rising to the regular price. So right now it is for $111, and then next week it'll be going to $222. And you can stay simply if you want for this Amplify experience, or on a monthly basis, I'm going to be having different themes and different topics that we're going to go in depth into. So it'll be similar in terms of, we're going to be having a 7-day experience, then there's going to be homework to do, and then integration, and then a call where we see what is coming up for you. If that interests you, then you can let me know, or that you can register with the link below. Otherwise, thank you. Have a wonderful day. By simply remembering your wisdom, the wisdom that you learned from an event, and bringing it into this version of yourself, you have already changed. like the rest, you don't even have to change anything else for the rest of your life. If simply by remembering that my goodbyes could be different, then that will change the course of the rest of my life. Have a great day. I'll see you soon.